bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for devotion from the 32nd chapter of Isaiah. Then the eyes of those who see will not be closed, and the ears of those who hear will give attention. Have you ever wondered why some people succeed and others fail? Maybe it's because the people who are successful see things which others don't. A naturalist once did research in Labrador and noticed that meat frozen in weather 40 degrees below zero tasted better than meat which had been frozen slowly. When he got back home, he experimented with quick freezing a variety of foods. Eventually, he started a business for himself. His name was Clarence Birdseye, and in 1929, he sold his business for $22 million. I wonder how many opportunities I've missed by not keeping my eyes open. Could I have been rich or famous? Well, probably not. The Lord knows that I'm really not designed for those kinds of gifts, and besides, I'm generally content with what He's given me. Nevertheless, the Holy Spirit has opened my eyes to the one thing, the one person I need, Jesus. Worth more than the Birdseye Company in 1929, Jesus' suffering, sacrifice, and resurrection gives me a wealth which cannot be bought or sold, a wealth which will never spoil. It's a wealth I pray you have. If you do, won't you please pray for someone who doesn't know Jesus as his Lord? Please keep your eyes and your heart open to witness to those around you. After all, the Lord wants everyone to see Jesus. We pray. Dear Lord, keep my eyes open so I may see your love as shown in Jesus. Make me a witness which reflects his love to others around me. Let them know that salvation through faith in Christ is a gift which will never spoil and can never be stolen. In the Savior's name, amen.